Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 341. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, always, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today, the shortest episode I've done in a while. I want to talk about one thing in a very short way, and that is calming our anxious thoughts, calming our anxiety, calming our overthinking in every area of life, dating, career, friendships, whatever it may be. I don't know about you, but recently I've been a tad bit anxious. I've got a lot going on in my life, and I've got a lot going on in the old noggin as a result. Overthinking, running worst case scenarios over and over, just generally feeling kind of uneasy. You know, just classic anxious thoughts. And I was thinking about this in my life, thinking about how I've been privileged, like wired to fight anxious thoughts very effectively. I always say on the podcast that I'm a very optimistic person. I didn't choose this life. It chose me. I'm just optimistic. I'm just wired that way. I genuinely feel that that's the case. And life has been very good to me, yes, but along the way, I've had the usual ups and downs, but I've very much stayed in control mentally, in that I've learned to not let my thoughts, which more often than not are not my own, become true, become my own, control me. And I was thinking about this the other day because this is going to sound weird. I got an email that caught my eye, had nothing to do with this topic, but it kind of did in effect. I have an email address I use primarily for like junk mail and newsletters and like seeing what other companies are doing with their products and things like that. I subscribe to updates from Quora.com. It's kind of like that question and answer site where anyone can ask a question and then anyone can kind of submit an answer. And the other day I got their like daily email summary, and the email had a question, and all it said is, "What is the difference between truthfulness and honesty?" And that's a pretty boring topic, not gonna lie, but I was bored, and so I clicked it and I read it. You know, a little light reading, breaking a mental sweat. The difference between truth and honesty. I don't know why it caught my eye. I decided to read it, and I did, and I was like, wow, this is it. This is actually the key to controlling anxious thoughts. This is the key to calming them. This is the key to, you know, surfacing the truth rather than your anxiety, which is not true. This is the key to staying in control. This is it. And so I want to talk for a minute about this difference, the difference between being honest with yourself and being truthful with yourself. Doesn't that sound exciting? Not really, but I'm telling you, this is like the most important thing I've come to realize about anxiety in my life, or anything, any thought that tries to control us. Like according to the Quora article, truth is defined as immutable, absolute, factual, and exact, and it never changes. And then honesty is defined as the relaying of information from a person to an entity, which reflects the actual thoughts going on inside the teller's head. It may be wrong, it may be incomplete, or it may be deranged, but it's honest. That's the biggest thing, and I love that. And I don't know if you could tell the difference. To me, it's very, very obvious. The difference is that the truth never changes, and honesty does change. And it might not be true. That's the big difference. And it's this difference that I think is the key to calming anxious thoughts. Being honest with yourself is just that. Here is how I feel right now. Here's how I feel. I feel anxious. I feel overwhelmed. I feel unlovable. I feel ugly. Whatever it is. It's in the moment. But the truth is the truth. The truth is like the zoomed out facts. The truth is your worth, your destiny, what you deserve. And that is forever. It never changes. Being honest with yourself as a habit in life is great. Being honest with yourself is a self-awareness 101. It's the equivalent, again, to saying, I am upset right now. I am overwhelmed right now. I feel like a failure right now. Honest. Just being honest about how you feel a feeling. But the thing about those statements is that they are usually short and they are usually temporary. They are usually circumstantial. They're usually the result of something happening or not happening in your life, or overthinking or replaying that thing or replaying what if in your head. You contrast that with the truth, though. The truth is constant. The truth doesn't change. The truth about you, about your life, is a reflection of these zoomed out facts. Facts. And I think realizing this is the key to not letting those anxious thoughts, which are honest thoughts, those become permanent because they're just temporary and they're not facts. They're not facts. Like sometimes I think the key to something in life, a very complicated topic in life like anxiety, is as simple as realizing the difference between two things. And in this case, it's the difference between what is true and what is temporary, what is true and what is honest. Temporary thoughts, temporary anxious thoughts are just that. They're a reflection of the moment. And in the moment, you might honestly feel a certain way. You might say, hey, I honestly feel overwhelmed. I honestly feel lost. I honestly feel unlovable right now. And sometimes we do this thing as humans, when we get to a level of honesty, we're like, well, I'm being honest, so it's got to be true. But that's not true. How you feel in the moment isn't the zoomed out truth in your life, because there's a big, big difference between what is honest and what is true. And I think it's great to be honest. It's great to arrive at that step and acknowledge how you feel. But the next thing to do is to not accept it as truth. To not accept it as truth. Because the truth is, it's not the same as your honest thoughts. The truth is not the same as your honest thoughts. Like in the moment, you practice being honest and you say, I feel overwhelmed right now. But the truth is, you've always figured out things before and you will again. That is the truth. It's different from how you feel. You might say, I feel lost right now. But the truth, the zoomed out truth, is you have no doubt that you'll wind up where you need to be. You might not know where that is, but you'll end up there. You might say, I feel unlovable. I'm honestly feeling unlovable right now. But the truth is, you know, at a zoomed out level, that you know you deserve to be loved. And I know all this sounds very hokey and very like fairy dust kind of vibes, which is not my thing. I'm all about practical self-help. But this is practical. This is reality. This is real life. And I think realizing that honest thoughts are not always true, it doesn't get any more practical than that. It really doesn't. So I'd ask you, what are some truths in your life? What are some things you fundamentally believe? It might be a bit of a roller coaster when it comes to seeing those things come true, but what are some things you believe are truths about yourself? Big, zoomed out truths. Things that will inevitably come true in tangible ways because you believe them and they're permanent truths. They never change. Like, for instance, I'll give you mine. Here's a couple. I believe, these are my truths, I believe that my hard work will pay off. I believe that I have something special to give the world, to give a partner, to give my friends. I believe that I am worthy of financial freedom. And I believe that I deserve someone who chooses me just as I choose them. Boom. Okay, cool. Those are truths. Those are things that in my life, I refuse to negotiate on. And I'm sure you have those in your life too. I think that we can confuse them sometimes because we lose track of them when we're in the midst of the ups and downs. But I believe those fundamentally about myself, about who I am, what I'm worth, about my destiny. Big word, destiny. I'm sure you have something similar, some foundation. Try to think about one thing right now. Think about one singular truth in your life. And again, it's a truth. That's a fact. It's immutable. It doesn't change. It doesn't change based on the hiccups along your path to seeing it become real. You believe it. It's a fact. Water is wet. Fire is hot. Croissants are delicious. Facts. Truth. Okay, now consider a bad day in your life. or a bad week or a bad month or heck, even a bad year where just nothing seems to go right, you will inevitably, of course, feel anxious thoughts creep up on you, and they might feel overwhelming. And you might be honest with yourself about them. I hope you are. But don't confuse honesty with truth. Be honest, but don't conflate that with those big, zoomed out, true statements, because they will counteract each other, and I hope they do. Like, for instance, you get broken up with, or you have another relationship fall apart, and so you're honest, and you say, I am honestly feeling defeated. I am feeling unlovable. I am feeling unworthy of finding someone in my life. Those are honest feelings. It's good. It's good that you're able to vocalize those things. But those are not the truth. What is the truth? Turn to the truth that you believe in. You believe you deserve someone who chooses you, for instance. Okay, that is the truth. And there's a big difference between that truth and that temporary feeling of being unlovable, right? There's a big difference there. And so there's a big difference between honesty and truth. And in the moment, realizing that I really do believe is everything. It might not fix, it does not fix, rather, it does not fix the frustration of the moment, but it can and it will help you keep your head up because it gives you resolve. For me, it fires me up. Like I talk about how I kind of self-develop, how I practice self-love. It's very competitive. It's very like shit-talking. That's my variety. It's not everyone else's, but I get into, when I'm in the pits, when I'm in the mud, when I'm not feeling great, I feel that anxiety. I turn to these truths. And I think about how I'm honestly feeling, and I'm like, fuck that. I go into fuck that mode. I'm not going to let a bad day, a bad week, a bad year change the truth. I'm not going to let it change the facts. No. And so in moments like that, I say, yes, this is honest, but it's not true. This is honest, but it's not true. And it feels good to make that distinction. It's a distinction we need to make, because if we don't, to my point earlier, then we let that honesty become truth, and they are not the same. Honesty remains as honesty, and truth remains as truth. Fact remains as fact. And again, it's a good thing to be honest with yourself. That is self-awareness. That is mindfulness. That's step one. But step two is not allowing that to become fact in your mind, because it's not the fact. You have the facts. You've decided the facts. You've decided the truths that you believe in. And just because you haven't seen them become real necessarily, it doesn't mean they won't. And I firmly believe that realization is what should and what can keep you going in life. Moving forward, keeping your head up, just to keep going. Isn't that what life is about? Right? Everyone has ups and downs. Everyone has anxiety. Everyone has these moments where they think about giving up. They think about lowering their standard. But isn't life just about continuing to move forward while not negotiating on the truths you believe about what you deserve? Question mark. I sure think so. I think that's what life is about. The things that are worthwhile in life, the things that are life-changing in life, the things that you're worthy of, they rarely come easily. They rarely come after one try. But think about how amazing they are when you get them after feeling, after being tempted that you don't deserve them, but you don't give in. Because you don't allow your honesty to become truth. It's worth it. It's worth it to not give up. It's worth it to never change the definition of your truth. It's worth it to never change your standard. It's worth it, again, just to realize the difference between an honest thought and the truth. And that's all I want to do with this episode, just to arm you with that question. The next time you feel anxious, ask yourself, is this the truth or is this just an honest thought? That's it. That's the takeaway. The next time you feel anxious, ask yourself that question. Is this the truth or is this just an honest thought? I think if you push yourself, you're going to realize it's not the truth. It's you being honest about how you feel. That's great, but it's not the truth. And I think the key to making this work is having those truths handy, having them in the old back pocket, knowing what your truths are in your life. What are the facts? Tell me the facts, man. What do you believe in? Seriously, maybe take a minute now, or I'm going to wrap this up and think about it. What are those things? What do you believe in? What do you believe you deserve? Write them down. Know them. Short little sentences. Hard work pays off. You deserve to be loved if you're willing to love. You have a lot to offer the world. Things like that. Truths. Facts. Fundamentally unwavering truths that you're never going to negotiate on. And then get aggressive about them. Get competitive about them. get like protective of them. These are my truths and I've refused to let go of them. Like, I like that. This works for me. I don't know if it works for you, but get fired up and be protective of those truths. Because then when you have an anxious thought, an honest thought, and it threatens those truths, you've essentially trained yourself to say, oh yeah, no, that's a feeling, not a fact. A feeling, not a fact. Honesty, not truth. So that's it. Short episode. Just something to think about. I hope you can turn to this idea the next time you have an anxious thought, and the next time your overthinking threatens to change what you know deep down you deserve. So that's it. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the episode with a friend, share the podcast with a friend, just send them the link, tell them new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. I've never missed one in 3 years. And as always, thank you so much for visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal, or visiting unbothered.com and picking up a candle. But thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.